We wouldn't be able to keep this archive going without your support. Donate online today at WIXR.org.
I Dig Rock and Roll Music by Peter, Paul, and Mary from album 1700. That was on Warner Brothers. Came out in 68. The new untitled show is wishing a happy birthday to Noel Paul Stuckey, who was Paul of Peter, Paul, and Mary. Peter, Paul, and Mary were one of the first major artists to record a Bob Dylan song. And today we're having a very birthday-centric show. Wouldn't you say so, Tim?
I would say so. I wouldn't be surprised if every song we play today doesn't involve a birthday. Somebody born on December 30th. For instance, this next song, Del Shannon, who you know as Del Runaway Shannon. This is one of the last songs he recorded, called Walk Away. It was recorded in 91 on Silvertone label on an album called Rock On that actually came out not long after he passed. Besides the lead vocals being by Birthday Boy Del Shannon, the backing vocals are by the co-producer Birthday Boy Jeff Lynne of ELO. They both co-wrote the song with Tom Petty and Mike Campbell of the Heartbreakers, who provide the backing track. And here it is, Del Shannon, Walk Away.
Every time I see you cry. They tied his arms behind his back to teach him how to swim. They put blood in his coffee and milk in his gin. They stood over the soldier in the midst of the squalor. There was war in his body, and it caused his brain to holler. Make the sacrifice, mutilate my face. If you need someone to kill, I'm a man without a will. Wash the razor in the rain, let me luxuriate in pain. Police don't set me free, that means a lot to me. The pain was lean and it made him scream. He knew it was alive. He put a pin through the nipples on his chest. He thought he was a saint. I made love to my mother, killed my father and my brother. What am I to do? When a sin goes to forest like a runaway car, he cannot be controlled. Spit upon his face and scream, there's nowhere to pass an aim. This is the play you're thinking you are in. What will you say? Take the blue mask down from my face and look me in the eye. I get a thrill from punishment. I've always been that way. I love and despise repentance. You are permanently stained. Your weakness buys indifference and indiscretion in the streets. Dirt is what you are and clean is what you're not. You deserve to be sound like bait. Make the sacrifice. Take it all the way. There's no boat high enough to stop this desperate day. Don't take it away. Cut the finger at the joint. Cut the stallion at his mount and stuff it in his mouth.
In the road, in the grass, in the spit at the gas. So with one hand I rocked you, and with one heart I reached for you. I knew your youth was for the taking, fire on the metal plane, so I ran through the fields as the bats with their baby vain faces burst from the barn in flames in the violet, violent sky. And I fell on my knees and pressed you against me. Your skull was like a network of spittle, like glass balls moving in like cold streams of logic. And I prayed as that lightning attacked that some will make it go crack. Some
I love you. But shouldn't there be some kind of structure?
Into this circle, the muscles must obey. Bodies moving round and round. Cast no witness on the ground. Make no mistake. Make no mistake.
This dance is no white man's business. This dance is no white man's business.
Into an empty beat, the body's gaining speed. In the dark, which marches on the night, losing air and gaining steam. Make no mistake. Make no mistake.
This dance is no white man's business. This dance is no white man's business.
Listening to the new Untitled Show, we just played a whole bunch of music, which started with Del Shannon doing Walk Away, and that was followed by The Blue Mask, name of the song as well as the album from 1982, by Lou Reed. It features New York City music legend Robert Quine on guitar, and it is Robert Quine's birthday today. He was also the guitarist for Richard Hell and the Voidoids, Tom Waits, Matthew Sweet, and many others. And also, if you were curious as to who was playing what on the whole Blue Mask LP, Lou Reed is in the right speaker and Robert Quine's in the left speaker. Isn't that weird?
The Ramones did that for a while too, Tim.
Did they?
Yeah, you would have a guitar on one side and bass on the other.
Stereo.
Yes. Yeah.
After the Lou Reed, there was a song that was produced by John Cale. That was Kimberly. by Birthday Girl Patti Smith. And that was from her Horses album from 75. After that, another birthday, Jeff Lynne. That was Electric Light Orchestra doing Do Ya from their A New World Record album from 1976. Happy birthday, Jeff Lynne. And we ended it, or you're listening to as well. There's a band called Material from New York City. That was a 12-inch single on Red Records from 1982. The name of the song is Sakuri, possibly. Maybe that's how you say it. And it's this band consists of Bill Laswell, Fred Mayer, and features the strangulated guitar of Birthday Boy Robert Quine once again. Well, there you have it, Steve. What else we have for the people?
The birthdays keep coming, Tim. I don't know what it is about December 30th through the years, but let's take a different path and listen to John Hartford singing his song, Gentle on My Mind.
It's knowing that your door is always open and your path is free to walk. That makes me tend to leave my sleeping bag rolled up and stashed behind your couch. And it's knowing I'm not shackled by forgotten words and bonds and the ink stains that have dried upon some line. That keeps you in the back roads by the rivers of my memory. That keeps you ever gentle on my mind. It's not clinging to the rocks and ivy planted on their columns now that binds me. Or something that somebody said because they thought we fit together walking. It's just knowing that the world will not be cursing or forgiven when I walk along some railroad track and find that you're moving on the back roads by the rivers of my memory, and for hours you're just gentle on my mind. Though the wheat fields and the clotheslines and the junkyards and the highways come between us, and some other woman crying to her mother cause she turned and I was gone, I still might run in silence, tears of joy might stain my face, and a summer sun might burn me till I'm blind. But not to where I cannot see you walking on the back roads by the rivers flowing gentle on my mind. I dip my cup of soup back from the gurgling, crackling cauldron in some train yard. My beard a roughening coal pile and a dirty hat pulled low across my face. Through cupped hands round a tin can, I pretend to hold you to my breast and find that you're waving from the back roads by the rivers of my memory, ever smiling, ever gentle on my mind.
Thank you. I spill beans, A, D, I'm bad, that mean don't mess with me. Now all you women, remember when I was 21, that was a year, baby, that I had a lot of fun. But a year has gone by, I'm now 22, I can eat nails, honey, and drink gunpowder soup. I spill B-A-D, I'm bad, don't mess with me. Now, honey, you better tell your husband quit sneaking, peeping at me. He wanna find out the man that I'm the supposed to be. Now, I'll misuse it real, honey, and mess up his face. I'll even try to snatch both of his legs out of place. B A D bad. One more question, honey, before I start to stutter. I can even tell you why white milk make yellow butter. I'm B A D bad. You asked me, honey, what it was all about. You even asked me where the light went when it went out. I'm B A D bad. Don't mess with me.
is the chaplain. Oh, word of the Trinity.
Welcome back to the New Untitled Show. I'm Steve Shelley. I'm here with Tim Prudhomme. We're halfway through the last show of the year. We're celebrating a lot of birthdays tonight. Right now we're listening to Bob Marley and the Wailing Wailers. It's an instrumental called Lyrical Satirical Eye, and it features birthday boy Seiko. Seiko is Alban Seiko Patterson. He was the percussionist for Bob Marley from the late 60s until, I think, until the end. Before he was with Bob Marley, he also played percussion with Lord Flea and his Calypsonians. Last song of the set featured Seiko on Selassie in the Chapel. And that was Bob Marley and the Wailers, and that was a 7-inch that came out on Wailing and Solem in 68. The Kind of Girl I Could Love, that's the Monkees from More of the Monkees. That came out on Coal Gems in 1967. And it was produced, co-written, and lead vocals by birthday boy Mike Nesmith, with backing vocals by his bandmate and fellow birthday boy, Davy Jones. According to Peter Tork in an interview, Nesmith initially envisioned this song with more of a Bo Diddley beat. I'm Bad, that's Bo Diddley from his 7-inch on Checker in 1956. We heard that just before the Monkees. That's a B-side of Bo's 7-inch of Who Do You Love? I'm Bad and I'm the Man were both written by Bo Diddley, who was born on this day in Macomb, Mississippi in 1928. And Gentle Sunglasses, that was Skeeter Davis from Singing in the Summer Sun. That came out in 1966. And it was produced by Felton Jarvis, and we're wishing a happy birthday to Skeeter Davis. Also produced by Felton Jarvis was Gentle on My Mind, the song that Glenn Campbell later made famous, but written by John Hartford, who is also celebrating a December 30th birthday. I think I got him there, Tim.
That was a lot. A lot of birthdays, and they just keep on coming.
They do.
Here's one. Most people know this song by a band called Reunion. You probably don't know that that was the name of the band. It was a Joey Levine band. But this is a cover of the song by Tracy Ullman. A tune called Life is a Rock, but the radio rolled me, and it totally ties into all of our birthdays, and that we started the set off with Peter, Paul, and Mary. Well, they are mentioned in the second verse of this song. Listen.
Oh, Kind of love is storm and love.
Hey now, we're back. The new untitled show here on WYXR 91.7 FM. You just heard Love Story, a 7-inch from 68 by Jethro Tull. That was one of their, I think that was their third single before they even put out an album. That was to salute their drummer, birthday boy Clive Bunker. Fun fact, 10 years later in 78, Ian Hunter got Clive to come in and double the drums on the Second Generation X album because Ian wasn't sure that their drummer was quite up to snuff. Before we heard that tune, we heard the Rain Dogs, the Tom Waits song from Rain Dogs, Blind Love from 1985, featuring birthday boy Robert Quine once again, as well as Tom Waits and Keith Richards on guitar. There's a lot of guitar on there. You probably could tell who's who. Right, Steve?
I think you can.
We started it all off with Tracy Ullman. Life is a Rock, But the Radio Rolled Me from her debut album You Broke My Heart in 17 Places that came out in 83 on Stiff Records. Tracy turned 65 today. Happy birthday, Tracy.
Tim, there's one more birthday.
Who's that?
Well, you could almost skip him because his music was played so much all over the world last week because he is the drummer of the Vince Guaraldi Trio, Jerry Grinnelli, and we're listening to him right now as we end the show. We're going to play something from his solo LP that came out on Divorce Records in 2010. I don't want to read behind the lines there, but or between the lines. But Walking on a Road with Some Bells Around Your Neck. This is Jerry Grinnelli, and Shansky is next.